This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In West Africa, the Ivory Coast, once a stable and prosperous country, suffered ethnic warfare in the last decade. The French negotiated a truce 18 months ago, but now the peace process between the rebels in the north and the government forces in the south is stalled. Carrie Giardino reports from Abidjan.
In a soccer stadium in Abidjan, more than 20,000 demonstrators gather, wearing blue hats made out of plastic bags, buckets, or handkerchiefs to look like the UN peacekeepers. They are supporters of Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo, known as Young Patriots. Young Patriot Roger Guyot says they are demanding the United Nations Operation in Ivory Coast, or ONUSI, begin disarming the northern rebels.
If they don't want to do the job, I think we can call other countries, other troops to come and do the job. It's easy for everyone to wear blue hats. So if they don't want to do the job, we can do it ourselves.
Over the past few weeks, there have been protests nearly every day, from sports stadiums to government offices to the headquarters of ONUSI. The French-brokered peace accord put an end to a rebel-led insurgency that began in September 2002. The accord calls for equal rights of northerners who have been denied voting, nationality, and land ownership rights. A deadly government crackdown on a pro-peace demonstration on March 25th led to massive civilian casualties and brought the peace process to an abrupt halt. Minutes after gathering in neighborhoods throughout Abidjan, demonstrators were met with tear gas and a volley of bullets.
We want peace, only peace. We are not violent. We don't want violence. We want just peace. Peace is a democratic expression.
The Ivorian government put the death toll at 37, but the United Nations reported at least 120 had been killed and implicated the highest members of government. Rebel spokesman Sidiki Konate accuses the president of failing to fully support the peace accord, which he says calls for disarmament of both the rebels and the government militias in order to establish a new army.
How can we disarm if the reason why we take the weapon are not resolved? How can we disarm if the young patriot still using violence if we have non-governmental forces which are operating in Abidjan?
UN Special Representative Albert Tavoudre says it is the responsibility of the transitional government to implement disarmament and not for peacekeepers to force the process.
The UN is there to help the agreement of the people of Cote d'Ivoire who say that they will disarm to achieve peace. So our role is to give substance to the commission of disarmament.
The United Nations says talks between all groups are continuing in order to bring peace and stability ahead of elections to be held late next year. Rebel and opposition ministers pulled out of the transitional government after the deadly clashes in March, and while they had boycotted the government on previous occasions, this is the longest they've remained out. President Gbagbo retaliated by sacking three of the ministers and replacing them with members of his own ruling party. He also withheld the salaries of uncooperative ministers and donated the money to the victims of the war. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Giardino reporting from Abidjan.